He's been profiled on NPR's All Things Considered. His YouTube videos have amassed more than 7 million views, and he's a featured blogger for the Huffington Post. Plus, he's recorded 13 albums over 20 years, and he'll be performing in El Paso at the Universalist Unitarian Community on Byron on Friday. My guest, Roy Zimmerman. Welcome, Roy.
Thanks, Monica. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm delighted to talk to anyone who has been compared to Tom Lehrer and Phil Oakes. Way to go.
Yeah. Well, those are certainly two of my huge influences, so I'm very pleased when I'm mentioned in the same breath.
Were you ever a terribly serious songwriter?
Oh, sure. You know, I write all kinds of things. It's just that, you know, for this act, it's all satire all the time, you know?
Mm-hmm. But there wasn't a point where a young, sensitive man turned into this fiendish news hound who needed to change the world?
No, it's more the opposite way, really. It's the songs started coming out funny, you know. So when I started writing in high school, for instance, I was writing, you know, I have a funny song about the day Mrs. Hemphill's wig blew off, and you know, that kind of stuff. Whatever was happening, and it's been, you know, it's been a gradual kind of a process for me to write more serious songs.
Oh, interesting, interesting. So the clown preceded the thoughtful one.
Yeah.
Although there's a great deal of thoughtfulness in your music. And your wife, who is your co-writer, how often does she travel with you?
Most of the time. The show in El Paso is right toward the beginning of what we're calling the Blue Dot Tour.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take us 3 months to get to from our home in California to all the way to Maine and back, you know, with shows all the way along the way.
Well, I understand that your latest release is a documentary DVD that you and your wife kind of put together on the road, so to speak. How was that created?
Well, we wrote a song called Vote Republican, which is, you know, it's hard to sing it with my tongue in my cheek, but that's how I do it. And so what we decided we would do is that every state we visited, we would write a new verse to the song. Well, we ended up visiting 49 states plus the District of Columbia, and we even kind of threw a faux Hawaii verse in there. So there are 51 verses to that song.
Mm-hmm.
At least 51 different jokes to that song and so forth. And so we kind of combined all of that together and put a travelogue DVD together with new music and some great footage from the road and, you know, observations of a political year.
Now, the Blue Dot Tour, I love the name of the tour. Would you enlighten us on what that means?
While we were traveling around, you know, what we were doing was bringing this sort of, you know, lefty slanted political satire, you know, to some of the most conservative places in the country, really. And what we found was that even in the reddest of states, there are bright blue dots. There are people doing progressive work, you know, where it's hard to do.
Yes.
What we wanted to do is bring encouragement to people, bring encouragement to people to who we're working on behalf of education and health care and, you know, economic justice and so forth.
You sing about things, fracking, creationism, government shutdown, same-sex marriage, guns, all these wonderful things that can get pretty touchy. Have you ever gotten an uncomfortable reaction to your performance?
I hope so.
Excellent, yes.
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, that's the point, right? I mean, it is a lot of people who do political comedy, and
mm-hmm.
you know, there are more people who just do kind of political stand-up, but they'll consider themselves equal opportunity offenders.
Yes,
you hear
yes.
That phrase, you know, right, you know, so they're just sort of like, you know, cutting across the board and all that. And I just think, for me personally, it makes much more sense to really testify to what I'm really about, you know. So even if it is satire, and especially because it's funny, mm-hmm. It has a point to it then, too.
Oh, I would guess part of the delight, the kick of being in your audience is to realize he just said something that nobody else dares to say, and you can do it because it's part of your art. Do you ever get that feeling that, wow, I just am above the fray in a way? I can...
Oh, yes, all the time. I can... He said, polishing his knuckles against his chest. yes, no, not at all. Not at all. I, you know, I'm definitely in the fray.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, I want to bring people together. That's what I want to do with these songs. And so I often get the comment after a show, you know, I disagreed with everything you sang, but I laughed anyway.
Oh, that's a nice response. You kind of shake us up enough to maybe get people talking and thinking over the acceptable compromises.
And it cannot be my point to change anybody's mind. That can't be what I'm after, you know, because I don't want anybody trying to change my mind either.
Mm-hmm.
But if somebody wants to entertain me and make me laugh from a conservative point of view, I'd be all ears.
You're about to launch your Blue Dot Tour, Connecting the Blue Dots. And before that, you had The Starving Ear, your answer to The Hungry Eye. Put that in context for us.
The Hungry Eye was that legendary nightclub in San Francisco, late 50s, early 60s, mm-hmm. and kind of a birthplace of talents like Lenny Bruce and the Kingston Trio and the Limelighters and Phyllis Diller and Maya Angelou, and the list goes on about people who were, you know, because it was a great time to bring together politics and entertainment and humor and so forth. So The Starving Ear was my little wink and my nod. I was winking and nodding to the Hungry Eye. And, you know, we carried that concept with us to every place that I played. So, yes, there's a DVD that represents that kind of that show, Live from the Starving Ear.
When you have shared stages and been part of a movement where you've got the big names involved and you are still out working on the road, I'm assuming we can buy everything you've ever produced in the way of CDs, probably from the trunk of your car.
I sell them at shows, of course, too, and they're all on the website, royzimmerman.com. So they're
yes.
all there.
Do you think there's any other way to really stay in touch with the public than doing what you're doing as a musician?
Well, the internet is invaluable, you know, and when I began this, I was almost going to say career, but when I began doing what I'm doing...
Let's not get crazy now.
the internet was not a factor at all, you know, mm-hmm. and so we were still like sticking stamps onto envelopes and mailing out flyers to 500
people. Totally different
exercise. A totally different world now. And
yes.
so because of YouTube, for instance, is a great example.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a bunch of songs up on YouTube, and I show up at a show, and people I've never met before know my lyrics already.
The Faucets on Fire is one that I'll be singing along with when you perform. And again, that's at the Universalist Unitarian Community of El Paso, 4425 Byron. And that's going to be on Friday at 7:30 p.m. And there's a modest charge at the door or pay what you can, which is a nice way to go about it. And how long will your set run?
Well, I do a full evening, so it's going to be 2 45-minute sets.
And will you hang around to visit afterwards, or do you generally run quickly and leave town immediately after a set?
No, I love the meet and greet part of it then, too, you know?
Excellent. Mm-hmm. That'll be a lot of fun. I encourage our listeners to check out royzimmerman.com and find out what you're in for when you attend what I believe you said is the first of your Connect the Blue Dots tour. Is that correct?
Right toward the beginning, yeah. You know, we're going to head out from the Bay Area here and hit a few, like, Southern California spots. Phoenix and so forth. But right toward the beginning of the tour is El Paso.
We'll catch you while you're fairly fresh then.
That's right, exactly.
Awesome.
I had a chance to work the bugs out.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. My thanks to satirical songwriter Roy Zimmerman, who again will be in El Paso on Friday, March the 21st, 7:30 p.m. at the Universalist Unitarian Community. That's 4425 Byron. Thank you so much, Roy, and safe travels.
Thank you, Monica. See you there.